teens experience of violence or tell is an organization that supports the career, economic, social, and life growth of teen girls ages 13 through 19 who live in an urban community. Through mentoring, fun learning programs, and career building, TEL is working towards equipping the next generation of women to achieve their full potential. They love teen girls and reinforce that change starts from within. For more information, visit their website at teensexperiencelearninglife.org or email teensexperiencelearninglife.com.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Mahogany. This is Teen Talk Radio. Welcome to TEL, Teens Experience Learning Life. We're excited about tonight's topic. We want to thank you for tuning in. This is Shantae, a.k.a. Mahogany. I am your radio host tonight. Teen Talk Radio is a radio show that are really geared to teens as well as their mother and father. They can tune in as well. So tonight is part two of the topic, protecting your wound and protecting your heart. So we talked about last week about protecting your wound, young ladies. We know that there is a lot of peer pressure out there. We can't allow everyone into the section of our wound. We should be practicing abstinence. And if you're not protecting yourself, you can contract sexually transmitted diseases. You can go through a whole host of things that you're truly not ready for. So tonight is part two, and I will be able to play part one once the three-part series has been completed. So tonight is part two. Welcome to Teen Talk Radio. This is Mahogany. We appreciate your time tonight. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So tonight we'll talk about guarding and protecting your heart, which is part two. Our hearts are very fragile. So I know that we go through things in life, but we want to understand how important our heart is to our body. Health-wise, spiritually, our heart is also very valuable to us. So guarding or protecting our hearts means being wise and discerning with our lives. So protecting ourselves from all the things that would come to harm us, overcoming temptations every day, finding ways to overcome doubts that tend to creep in. So our hearts are affected by these things every single day. So we have to guard and protect our heart. We have to do what we can to protect it. This doesn't mean to hide our hearts behind a brick wall. It doesn't mean cutting ourselves off from the world or from other people or from family. It doesn't mean to not allow ourselves to get hurt. This will only lead you not to be able to love people, and it will also push you into a period of isolation from others, so we don't want to do that to protect our heart. But what it does mean is that we are to guard our hearts from unhealthy and damaging things. We are not to stop connecting to other people, so that's not what it means. Our hearts will break from time to time as we go into and out of relationships. You may lose loved ones because, you know, somebody may die. You may break up with a significant other. I think that as a teenager, you should be more responsible when it comes to being in a relationship with someone else. It could be with another girl. It could be with your boyfriend. It could be with your girlfriend. It could be relationship with your family. If you don't have a firm relationship with your mother and your father, then it's going to be hard for you to step out of that and have a relationship with someone else outside of your family unit. So guarding our hearts mean allowing that love in, that's a love that's protecting us, a love that's going to do well by us. If we don't find that in people, because some situations that our girls and boys are living in, some of the situations are very hard for them to live in. So it's hard for them to kind of love anyone else. And forgive that noise, it's my dog playing with a squeak toy. So we want to be wise in our lives, you know, kind of protect ourselves from the hurt. So how do we guard our hearts? First thing, if we're not spiritually connected to a church or to God, to people who can spiritually help us to grow, you may want to build up your spiritual disciplines. Number one, we can study your Bible. If you want to guard your heart against things that will pull you away from God, start here. It is full of advice for living wisely. Also, spend time in prayer. Having a healthy relationship with God, that relationship will grow as you pray and have conversations with God. So what does that look like? You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a certain way and my heart is feeling a little heavy, I will, you know, talk to God in prayer, like, you know, Father God, I'm feeling this way today. I hope and pray that you will help me to get out of this feeling that I'm feeling. I don't know what to do. Send me someone that can help me. Those are things that you can kind of ask God for. It doesn't have to be a whole blown-out prayer. Once you study your Bible, you'll learn the words to speak in prayer, and your prayers will be answered as well as being heard. But as you have an innocent heart and you go to God in prayer, he look at you like a little child, so your prayers are being answered. It doesn't mean that it's answered immediately, but God is hearing your prayer. So spend time in prayer. Choose your friends wisely. We choose good friends, and it seems easy to be able to do that. But at times, we lose sight of friends who are good for us in our life. And then we kind of want to be around those fun, flashy friends. But sometimes those fun, flashy, loud friends are not the best ones for our relationships. We have to make sure that there is substance in your relationship. Remember that people come into your life either to add on to your life or to take away from your life. So those are just a few things that I wanted to mention. We'll take this little short break for the radio and for this commercial, and we'll be right back. Tune in. This is Mahogany Tell, Teens Talk Radio. Talk tonight about protecting your heart. Stand by.
Teens Experience Learning Life, or TEL, is an organization that supports the career, economic, social, and life growth of teen girls ages 13 through 19 who live in an urban community. Through mentoring, fun learning programs, and career building, TEL is working towards equipping the next generation of women to achieve their full potential. They love teen girls and reinforce that change starts from within. For more information, visit their website at teensexperiencelearninglife.org or email teensexperiencelearninglife.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is Teen Talk Radio. TEL, Teens Experience Learning Life, and this is Mahogany, your host for tonight. We're talking about protecting your heart, which is part two of protecting your wound and protecting your heart. So we were just giving the steps to how you can protect your heart. So now we're on number four, get good advice. When you are stuck in a situation and it's affecting your heart, turn to someone wiser, a spiritual leader, someone that you respect, someone that you trust to give you good advice on your broken heart. Because trust me, we have all been there. And we can, as adults who are responsible enough to lead you in the right direction, can give you good advice. We can learn to overcome temptation. We are surrounded by temptation daily in our lives. It's on TV, it's on radio, in the music that we listen to. We need to find ways to avoid the temptations. And sometimes temptations is not avoidable, but we have to learn how to walk away from a bad situation. So if you're in a relationship, young ladies and young men, with someone who is not a positive factor in your life or a positive person in your life, a positive person in your world, a positive person at school, then those are people that you need to kind of walk away from because they will create a bad situation for you. And those bad situations are what is going to affect your heart. So we're talking about protecting the heart. So it might be something that you may want to consider. Number six, learn to overcome doubt. Doubt creeps into us slowly. It comes into our mind, oh, I doubted that I could do this. I doubted that I can do that. I see my teammates or I see my schoolmates doing better than me. I doubt if I'm going to be smart in math. I doubt if I get help from the teacher. I doubt I doubt. And you were talking about doubting yourselves in situations. So we have to learn how to overcome doubt. We will be talking about that, and that's one of the subjects that we'll have in a couple of weeks coming up. So how do we help our teens who do have a broken heart to overcome a broken heart? So there's four steps. Parents, listen in. So if you find that your daughter or son has a broken heart, and they talk about their heart being broken, or they're showing you signs that their heart is broken, like depression, or maybe spending time with themselves and not other people, isolation, then you need to stop whatever you're doing and make yourself available to him or her. Let them know that you're there to support them and help them to get through whatever it is that they're going through, no matter what, okay? Being available to your child, your teen, is a process. It's a milestone. It's a chance to strengthen your relationship with your teenager as well and earn trust. That's another factor as well. So you want to look, number two is to look. See the situation from your teen girl or teen boy's perspective. So you want to cast your memory back to when you were going through that similar hurt. Think about the advice you got from your parents or from the opposite sex or from someone that you trust and kind of fit that into the situation and kind of help them to overcome the situation. Number three, listen, parents, listen to them. Once they fully present their broken heart to you, let the teenager see the situation from all angles. Really listen to what your child is saying. This is the most important step of healing and can either make the process smooth for your daughter or painful. It's up to you. Number four, love. Keep loving your child, the boy or the girl, through it all, the ups and the downs, the spinning heads and the horns holding up the halos. Effective communication is essential to every aspect of the bond between you and your teenager, and is the most loving gift you can give him or her. It's never too late or too soon to start this process of love, to take time to get to know the essence of your child. Learning how he operates and fostering his strengths and interests builds self-worth. So when your teenager is feeling that they're not accepted by everyone else, they can be accepted from you. So those are the four steps that I wanted to go through tonight, protecting your heart. So I hope that you enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you all. If you have any questions, any comments, go to my website, teensexperiencelearninglife.org, or you can email me at teensexperiencelearninglife@yahoo.com. Stand by for our last commercial, and God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Teens Experience Learning Life, or TEL, is an organization that supports the career, economic, social, and life growth of teen girls ages 13 through 19 who live in an urban community. Through mentoring, fun learning programs, and career building, TEL is working towards equipping the next generation of women to achieve their full potential. They love teen girls and reinforce that change starts from within. For more information, visit their website at teensexperiencelearninglife.org or email teensexperiencelearninglife.com.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. I just wanted to sign off of the show tonight. We have two more minutes left. So I just wanted you to tune in next Tuesday, which will be October 17th at 6:30 to 6:45, where we're going to tie in part one and part two. So part one was protecting the womb. Part two is protecting the heart. Next week, we'll tie it in for our part three segment of protecting the heart and the womb. So again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you and your family. You can always reach out to us at teensexperiencelearninglife.org. Check out our website. We have a blog there with teen issues that we talk about as well. Again, have a good night. God bless you.
Teens Experience Learning Life, or TEL, is an organization that supports the career, economic, social, and life growth of teen girls ages 13 through 19 who live in an urban community. Through mentoring, fun learning programs, and career building, TEL is working towards equipping the next generation of women to achieve their full potential. They love teen girls and reinforce that change starts from within. For more information, visit their website at teensexperiencelearninglife.org or email teensexperiencelearninglife.com.